My dear brothers in Islam, we said Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam, and we said Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Iman. But this Islam and this Iman, it didn't come to us for free. It came with a hefty price. The Prophet ﷺ and his family, Prophet ﷺ and his companions, they struggled, they strove, they sacrificed, they bled, they cried, they sweat, they lost limbs, they lost children, they fought against their own fathers. Abu Bakr's son comes up to him after the battle of Badr and he tells him, "Oh father, I saw you on the battleground and I turned away, so I don't have to fight you, so I don't have to kill you." Abu Bakr told him, "By Allah, if I saw you, I would have killed you myself." Nothing comes before Islam. It didn't come cheap. It didn't come cheap. Why am I saying this? My dear brothers in Islam, please, please, please pay the price that needs to be paid for our children to stay Muslim. Pay the price that needs to be paid for our future generations, our grandchildren to say La ilaha illallah. Because we all know that the Prophet ﷺ said that day will not come, the day of judgment will not come until nothing of Islam will remain. Nothing. Only someone who says La ilaha illallah but doesn't know what it means. That's it. Prayer, salah, who's Allah, who's the Prophet? Nothing, Quran, nothing, nothing, nothing. Just La ilaha illallah. All he knows is that word. Like I used to hear my grandparents utter that word. We have to work. We have to strive. We have to sacrifice. We have to put effort in our kids, in our future, and in our future generations, so that their kids can also be Muslim. My dear brothers in Islam, pay the price. Don't think when you don't attend the mosque or you become a Ramadan Muslim and after Ramadan you're not a Muslim. Don't think your kids aren't watching. Don't think your kids aren't learning. Don't think your kids aren't going to copy and take a step forward. And we all know, you give a child an inch, he takes a mile. Whatever our parents used to do, we did the same because that was our norm. So this is Islam here. Our parents decided to follow Islam this much. When we came along, this was our norm. It's not here anymore. This is our norm. So we went down to here. And our kids, when they watch us down here, leaving, you know what, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50% of Islam, this 50% of Islam is their norm. It'll be so easy to take the next step. My dear brothers in Islam, wallahi, my kids are going to grow up with your kids in the future. Please pay the price. Stick to your deen. Attend the mosques. Make dua for your kids. Increase in your righteousness. For verily in the Quran, when Allah Azza wa Jalla in the story of Khudr protected those kids' wealth, he said, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. One of the scholars of the past used to say, "Oh my son, I have increased my night prayers so that I may ask Allah to guide you." Pay the price. Pay the price so that our kids can be a comfort to our eyes. Not we die a death of absolute يعني, anger and being upset because of how the future generations are going. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to give us the strength and the wisdom to pay the price that is needed. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us the strength and wisdom to pay the price what is needed and beyond. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to guide us, to keep us steadfast and give us a good end and unite us in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. Ameen. I wanna be in Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah in Jannah.